Good morning, sir.
Hey, Sean. Yes, sir. This is Dan Nelson, Local Splash. How you doing today, brother?
Doing well, Dan. How are you?
Another day in paradise. Almost to Friday, you know? I'm counting
those. There you go. You always have a very positive attitude, man.
I appreciate that, man. I really try,
very good.
You know? Thank you.
It's very good. It's not common, so.
Yes, sir.
Great work.
Appreciate that, man.
So, what do we need to do to finish up? No.
Okay.
What do we need to do to finish up? So,
all right.
We're,
so let me verify.
Just two questions for you.
Yeah. Shoot. I got two answers.
So right now, that off to the side, when you search up my company right now, it obviously has the wrong website linked to my company.
We'll switch that.
And it also has a phone number that I do not know what that phone number is.
Right.
So we'll get control of all of that. That will become all of that. And the another question I have for you, and I don't mean to say this, is like, oh, blah, 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 but if I stop working with you, will you guys get us access to our Google listing? Or when I leave you, does that stay with you?
No,
if I leave.
Yeah, so what's going to happen is we're going to do a claim process.
Okay.
No, we make you the owner of it. We're added on as a manager. So we're going to do a claim process through Google. We're a Google Premier partner. We have to do that. Like, we've done it multiple times, so it's not new to us.
Okay.
But when we do the claim process, we request ownership for you, and we add ourselves on as a manager, too. That way we can optimize the listing.
Okay.
We don't anticipate you leaving us, but to answer your question, if you were to leave us, right, you have ownership of your Google, Bing, Yahoo, and your Meta page. So you keep all of that, basically. Yes, sir.
And, again, I feel the same way. I don't anticipate leaving. It's just with what happened with Angie's List or whoever happened with my brother, I have not had access to it since, where I don't believe that's what was sold to us. So.
Right. That so we'll change, right. Once we get the claim process finished, and our timeline to do that is 7 to 14 days, so it happens pretty quick, we'll change the phone number, and we'll change that website on there, too, to thegroundpursuits.com, so you have the better-looking site, you know?
Great.
Good question.
Yep.
All right. So let me verify, too. So this phone number, the 801-554-0675, that's the number you want listed, right?
I do not, actually. So the business phone number is 801.
Mm-hmm.
And at any point, are you going to be my rep going forward, Dan?
I'll be your main point of contact. We have different departments here, though. So we have, like, our optimization team, which is James primarily, April. There's a few reps in there, right? And then we have
department. This phone number might change in the next little bit. So if I needed to call somebody...
Yeah, call me. Call me, and I can change it, no problem. Yep.
Okay, so for right now, the phone number is 801-228-7530.
It cut out at the end. It was 7530, right? The last four?
Yeah.
Okay,
yep.
So I got 801-228-7530.
That's it.
All right, perfect. So that's going to be the business line, okay? And, again, if you need to change that, you can either text, email, or call, whichever is easier for you, and we'll get a change for you. Just take 48 hours to update. Okay?
Perfect.
All right. And let's see. Company name. So you want it listed as Ground Pursuits LLC. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And I have an address here for you, 652 West Webb Circle. And Draper 84020. Okay. Do you want that address hidden or showing online?
Hidden, please. That is a home address.
All right. So hide address. Perfect. All right. For your confirmation emails, your welcome email, initial invoice, your login credentials for your dashboard, you want that sent to thegroundpursuits@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Sorry. What was that?
For all your confirmation emails, do you want that sent to thegroundpursuits@gmail.com?
Yes, please.
Okay, perfect. And that's where we'll send the ownership to of your Google page, okay? Just a heads up.
Okay.
All right. And let's see. Just for account purposes, Sean, what's your last name?
Lund, L-U-N-D.
L-U-N-D. And Sean, do you spell that S-E-A-N?
S-E-A-N.
Okay, perfect. All right. Service radius. So we're able to do 50 miles max. Are you willing to travel that far, though, for new clients?
It's 50 miles max from Draper?
Yes, sir. Correct.
Where does that take us north? What is that boundary line?
I'll tell you right now. Let me just pull our tech tools up. Miles. You said north, right?
North and south, if you don't mind.
Yeah, yeah, I'll do them both. So it takes you as far north as South Ogden.
Okay.
And then as far south, not a whole lot south, huh? the major city south is Santaquin. Sorry if I said that wrong. Santaquin?
Oh, you're good. Santaquin.
Yeah. Okay, Santaquin. Okay. All right. And then if you want to know east too, the major city east, because there's not a lot if you go like super east. Oh, hold on.
Yeah.
I got to update this. Okay. So, hold on. Let me try to not drag it. Heber City.
Okay.
Yeah, Heber City. Yeah, and then west would be Grantsville.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're good with that.
Okay. Awesome. So let me put you in 50 miles. Perfect. Okay. And then services, I thought I listed them here. You tell me, though, what are the main services you want to be found for?
So can I email you a list, Dan?
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay.
And then what will happen, our tech team, they're experts in keyword phrases. So what I'm going to do in a second here is I'm going to schedule your client interview with your assigned tech. And that's where they'll have, like, the keywords pulled up. They'll go over those with more detail. They'll just give you a little more info on the claim process to everything I went over with you. And then they'll ask you a questionnaire on your business. So, like, main goal for your clients, if you have a slogan, et cetera. So we could use that for the listings. Okay?
Okay. Great.
All right. So when you email that to me, what I'll do is I'll just copy and paste it in here. And that way, you know, they could just go the keywords based off of those services. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And let's see. Okay. So next step to this, what I'm going to do is secure billing info. I'll read a voice verification to you, which just outlines our service agreement, that everything's month to month here, no contracts.
Okay.
And then I'll schedule your client interview with your assigned technician. Okay?
Sounds great.
All right, so as far as the billing information goes, the card you're going to be using to secure the position with today, is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
Both.
All right, and let's see. Billing address, is it the same 652 West Webb Circle?
It is.
It's a tongue twister, West Webb. And the card, is it a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Amex.
All right. And ready for that card number when you are?
3715.
Mm-hmm.
577-254. 33015.
All right. Expiration?
5/28.
All right. And then the four-digit code on the front?
0117.
All right, so what I'm doing now is coding out the card, signing the package to your technician, processing the payment, and I'm going to read this voice verification to you now. Heads up on the voice verification, it's going to ask you a few questions already asked, okay?
Perfect.
All right, so it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Ground Pursuits.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Sean Lund, owner, manager.
Perfect. And you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Correct.
Perfect. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
perfect. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Can I ask a question, Dan?
Yeah, ask away.
What is the, how much involvement? I mean, how much, I do expect to be responsive. I'm just curious. I guess that's one question we never talked about was what kind of return do you guys expect us to get from this?
Great question. You mean like your responsiveness to this? Is that what you're asking?
No, as far as, yes, when this listing changes, I guess.
Okay.
So are you talking about response between you, Local Splash, and myself? Or
correct.
From locals, like the contacts I get from people coming to my business?
No, what that question is geared towards is from us. So here's the thing, like your client interview is going to be super important, right? To have everything
correct.
Like set up
yeah.
properly. Now, if you didn't like answer the calls right, we preset it, but we don't want to do that. Like we want to know how you want your business listed. So the client interview is super important.
Okay. Yes.
Also,
so
too,
my
you're gonna get yeah your involvement with your campaign.
Best.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Yes, I agree to be involved and responsive.
Awesome.
Correct.
Awesome. All right. This next part, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Disclose those to you?
Yeah, yeah. And let me explain it. I always get questions on that one. So it's really like for your safety. So we're doing like your Google marketing, your Meta marketing, right? So
okay.
We don't want you to pay for the same thing twice. If you ever plan on doing anything else, right, what we recommend, just run it by us. That way we can make sure we're not already doing it for you.
Okay.
And if it's a totally – like, we're never going to tell you no, right? But if we're already doing it, we don't want you to pay another company for it, essentially. Okay?
So I guess the only thing I would tell you is I do – I'm not super active on it, but every now and then when we finish jobs
mm-hmm.
or there's something of note, I do run our company's Instagram account and do posts
okay.
on that.
Perfect. So with this, right, everything you do on there, it's extra. So keep doing what you do. But remember,
okay.
you have Meta ads with this too. So you'll have Facebook
great.
Ads, and we link the Instagram page too. So the ads will show on both Facebook and Instagram. So you really
great.
Don't have to pay for ads, but the post and everything you do, keep doing that, you know, because that's super
okay.
important. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, awesome. This next part, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. That is August 22, 2024. And the non-refundable discounted amount of $249 for the Platinum package. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 22nd day. In the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement anytime by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Awesome. Now I can stop sounding like a robot. All right, here we go. So client interview, we block off a full hour. Usually
okay.
the call takes about 30 minutes or so. Let me pull up their availability. All right, so they have one 30 minutes from now. So at 11 a.m., they have a 12 o'clock, a 2 o'clock, and that's the last appointment for today. So what time works best for you?
I'm actually really swamped today. I've got a
okay.
couple guys out sick. Is there anything available tomorrow?
Tomorrow, there's a wider range availability. So,
okay.
8 a.m. is the first available. The latest is 4 p.m. They have all the slots in between except for the 1 o'clock.
Can I do 3 p.m.?
Yes, sir. So give me one second. All right, you're going to get an email calendar invite in just one second here. It's going to say local splash CI. That just means client interview, and EN for English. I used to get questions on that, so I just tell you right away. And then 1 hour before the appointment tomorrow, you're going to get an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you'll know it's coming. And the way this appointment works, they're going to call you from our 877 number, okay? As long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'm going to call you first just to introduce you to the technician.
Okay.
If I am on the phone, they'll, like, call on their own to make sure we don't miss the appointment. Okay?
Sounds great.
All right. Few more questions for the tech side. They want to know your preference. Do you normally prefer phone calls, emails, or text messages from us?
Email.
Emails. Got it. Just so you know, they do all three, too, okay? But we'll just put the preference in here. All right. 50-mile radius. All right. Facebook. You do currently have a Facebook page? Is that correct?
I just maintain an Instagram page. I don't have a business Facebook page.
Okay. So we're going to create you a business page, and same deal as the Google page. We're going to make you the owner of it, okay? We'll just be adding on as a manager. That way we can run your ads. And the big thing, too, especially if you have a good Instagram presence, they'll walk you through linking the Instagram to Facebook. That way your ads show on both platforms, okay?
Got it. Okay.
Do you have a personal Facebook page, though?
I do, but I really am not active on that for a long time.
You don't have to be. I have clients, too, that, like, they didn't even have a Facebook page, and they just created one for these purposes. So what we do is we're not going to use or go into your personal page at all. What they're going to have to do, though, is send you the ownership request for your business page. So from now on, when you log into Facebook, you'll be able to toggle from your personal to your business. Okay?
Got it.
So let me just locate it real quick. Give me 1 second here. I'm assuming it's under Sean Lund, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, perfect. I've heard everything, you know, so I wanted to make sure I wasn't something different. Let me see. Sean Lund. It's out of Draper, too, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Pull it up. Okay, so what I'm going to have to do, because there's a bunch of Sean Lunds, are you able to pull up your Facebook page right now?
If I can tell you, I'm pretty sure it's the picture with the really dumb big square black glasses.
Let me see real quick. One of them says Sean Lund Superman. Okay. Big square. Okay. Out of Salt Lake City, Utah?
I might have had it at Salt Lake City.
Okay. Let me do this. I'm going to shoot you a text right now with the Facebook page I found. I just want to make sure we don't send the ownership to the wrong person. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
Let me shoot this to you right now. That was the first big square glasses I found, you know? So
so it said, well, I guess it links me. So I'm on the, I'm pretty sure it's mine, yeah. But yeah, live in Salt Lake City, from Salt Lake City.
Hazel Turner is a friend on there. Jen Reese, Jardine, Elcon Ben. That's you?
Me.
Okay. Awesome. Perfect. All right. So let me just attach that. There we go. Okay. So last thing, too, let me explain these emails that we sent you. Oh, and I forgot to ask this. The business, is it currently licensed and insured?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So let me put that in the notes here. Okay. So the emails, you should have gotten 3 from Local Splash Support.
Yep, my phone came too.
Perfect. Do me a favor. The first one you want to pull up is the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Okay.
Okay. fifth line down, you should see a blue hyperlink. It'll say, please click here to accept subscription terms.
Sure.
Okay. When you click that, it's going to take you to a screen that says local / terms of experience. This is everything you're paying for in writing, everything I went over with you, but just to recap, Google Business Profile Optimization, Google Business Profile Access, that's the map section on Google. I'm going to send that to that department right away so they could get going on the claim process. Okay. Directory submissions, it shows you the main directories we're submitting you to. The only one we can't submit you to with the address hidden is Apple Maps. Okay, so just a heads up on that. Okay. My site custom website, ignore that. You already have a website. That's why there's a star next to it.
Okay.
Facebook ads and Facebook business page access, okay? You'll see a star next to that too. That is included in your program, though. So you have the retargeted ads, and those will show on Facebook and Instagram. Okay? Then you're going to see... Yeah. So Facebook business page access, that's for the business page, okay? And then Facebook ads, we're going to run retargeted ads on Facebook for you, and they will show on Instagram too, because we'll walk you through how to link the Instagram to the Facebook.
Okay.
So, and the way the retargeted ads work, just to kind of clarify, it's not, so when you post, right, the only people that could see it are people following you, or if they share it, you know?
Yeah.
When you do a retargeted ad, if somebody does a search for your services anywhere online, Facebook and Instagram captures that. So when they go to their Facebook or Instagram page, you're going to have an ad show up on their feed for that correlating service. It's pretty cool.
Okay.
Then you're going to see Google Ads and Google Guaranteed. Those are not included in this program. Those are upgraded services. So let's say, you know, 2-3 months down the line, you're like, I'm killing it with this. I love it. But I want even more leads or more clicks. Google Ads and Google Guaranteed especially is a great way to do that.
Okay.
So those are like upgraded services. Google Workspace is optional. That's like a business email. If you're interested in that, your technician will go over it with you in the client interview. Advanced reporting is your tracking system. That's the next thing I'm going to get you logged into. Live client support, any changes you want made, we're able to do them live over the phone with you. SMS communication, you know, it's just telling you we communicate via phone call, email. If you don't answer, we'll text. Okay?
Okay.
Delivery dates and client responsiveness. Okay. Day one, access to your dashboard. 7 to 10 days from startup, all your directory submissions are done. 7 to 14 days from sign up, the claim process will be finished for your Google listing, and also it will be optimized. In that 7 to 14 days, your social media ads will be running too. And then for you to rank on the first page of Google for the 20 keywords we're targeting you for, that timeline is 45 to 60 days.
Okay.
And then it will show you at the bottom how your pricing breaks down, like what goes where, that it's month to month, no contracts, etc. So at the bottom, after you reviewed everything, it's going to have you check a couple boxes, and then it will have you type your name in and hit confirm. After you do that, it's going to take you to a username and password screen. That is for your tracking system.
Okay.
All right. And let me know if you have any questions on there too.
So when it's talking about the leads,
that's so the Google guaranteed, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's not included in this program.
Okay.
I'm the main person that sets those accounts up here. So Google has a pay per lead platform that's called Google Guaranteed. We usually like to see how you do though, right? On the base program. And
no, I just wanted to make sure that wasn't something, because I'm open to it. I am. I just didn't want it to be something where it starts. And like you said, there needs to be client responsiveness. I didn't want it to be something where...
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's not included right now. Yeah.
Okay.
It would be an upgraded service.
And then immediately be like, okay, like we got to really step it up and accept a bunch of calls. So.
Oh, yeah. No, you're good. You're good. For sure.
Right,
I'm the main person
just,
that sets those accounts up to you, so I will be calling you in the future on it.
Okay. That'd be great. One of the biggest reasons I'm really interested in this, like I said, from the first call, Dan, was just trying to get that Google, like, control and, like, fix. Because I'm not getting what I believe is what should be coming to me, because whoever has control of my phone number and my website listing on Google. So I'm really excited about this. And all the other services, I'm very excited about. I'm excited about the social media presence. It's going to the Garner, and all excited about the Yelp. So I know there's a number of services that are not being targeted this will really help us. So I'm excited for it.
Yeah, 100%. And regarding that claim process too, like our department that does that is amazing. It's ran by a guy named James. Like, I'm going to forward it over to him right away. That way he could get started. But we work on that, like, every day. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're so good with it. So you'll be in good hands for sure. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. For your username and password, okay, that is going to be in the welcome email, okay? So once you confirm on the initial invoice, it'll take you to a username and password screen. The welcome to local splash email will have your username and password. There's not going to be much on there, like when you go in the dashboard, because after the client interview, they fill everything in. But what you can get a jump on is putting like your photos, videos, and your logo, so we can use that for your listings. Okay. Now, the most important email, okay, especially in your situation, because we're doing a claim process, okay, you're going to see one that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Okay. Let me pull that one up real fast.
So I did the confirm signature, and it did take me this username password screen.
Here, let me give it to you right now. Yeah.
Okay.
Give me a second. Your username is going to be your phone number. I have it as your contact number with us. So it's the 801-554-0675. So not the business line, just your contact with us. Yeah. And then let me know when you're ready for the password. I have it pulled up.
Go ahead. Yep.
All right. It's all lowercase letters, all one word. I'm going to say it and then spell it, okay? S-E-O splash. So S like search, E like engine, O like optimization, and then it's going to be splash. So S like Sam, P like Paul, L like Larry, A like Apple, S like Sam, H like Henry.
Got it.
Awesome. Then when you log in, it should say we're working on your account.
Yep.
Awesome. Okay. Now, most important email. I always like to prioritize everything, because you get a bunch of emails when you sign up. For what you want, that claim process, the action needed, pictures needed for Google verification, that is going to be the most important email. Okay? All right. So let me pull that one up again real fast. Okay. So let me explain this. These are not pictures that we're using on your listings. These are pictures that we're using for what's called an advanced verification. And James uses it for the claim process. It really helps make it faster.
Okay.
So it's going to ask for pictures of tools and or equipment, work vehicle, business license insurance, business card, yada, yada, yada. Okay? Anything you don't have on there, skip it. Okay? Anything you do, submit it. Okay? Especially the license and the insurance. That's like the most important one. To attach it, you're going to see a link. It'll say url.localsplash.com/Google. When you click that, it's going to put a form up, and this form is sent directly to Google, and it's sent to James as well.
Got it.
Okay. All right. So just to prioritize it again, most important email is that one for your claim process. The second most important thing is once you get into your tracking system, just start getting your photos, videos, all that good stuff too. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Do you have any questions for me right now?
Nope.
If you ever do, don't hesitate to call me. I already sent you my direct line, right? Let me make sure.
Is this your direct line?
No. Here, let me send you. Okay, I'm going to send it to you right now. I sent it in our initial call, but let me put it at the top of your text messages. So it'll say Daniel Nelson, yada, yada, yada. It has our 877 number and then my extension 711. So if you ever have questions, don't hesitate to call me. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Sean, congratulations. I look forward to being your account lead on this. And look out for that call tomorrow. It's scheduled at 3 p.m. Okay?
Thank you very much, Dan. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Yes, sir. Have a great rest of your day. Bye.
You too. Bye.